Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Слушнете повеќе прилози на sps.com.au/Macedonian.
Нападот со нож во прометниот трговски центар Westfield во сиднејската населба Бондај Джанкшн на 13 април, што остави 6 мртви и повеќе повредени, меѓу кои и 9-месечно бебе, ја потресе австралиската јавност, а настанот го пренесуа и медиумите ширум светот. Премиерот Антони Албанезе, изразувајќи сочувство до жртвите, семејствата и сите погодени од трагедијата, рече дека злосторството не може да се опише со зборови. Во таа страотна ситуација, како очевидец, на многу блиско расстојание се нашол и мојот следен соговорник Вини Јовановски. На SBS на Македонски, јас сум Радица Бојковска-Димитровска, а од Вини Јовановски ќе слушнеме како се одвивала ситуацијата пред негови очи и како тој се справува со тешките спомени скоро една седмица по таа трагедија. Hi, Vini Jovanovski. Thank you for taking time to talk to SBS Macedonian.
My absolute pleasure.
You were one of those people witnessing the last moments in Westfield in Bondi Junction, and you saw the attack a few meters away from you. Could you tell us what was happening at that time and what was going in your mind?
Correct. So, look, I was very unaware of what had happened before that. I just want to make it clear that everybody knows. We at first saw kids running past my shop. Mm-hmm. I was making coffees and smoothies. We were very busy as it is on a Saturday. Kids ran past. They were screaming there was a bomb threat. No one really took it serious at that point because kids are always in there running and screaming. Mm-hmm. And even a few customers were discussing it with us and they said, well, it can't be anything serious until we hear an alarm or someone of some sort of authority has something to say. But look, at that point, things settled down. For about 2-3 minutes, nothing really happened. Everything was back to normal the way it normally is. And then we saw floods of people rushing through. They looked petrified and scared. Instantly, then I saw a man with a blade. 2 seconds later, I saw him getting shot. And at that point, I'd realized, wow, something huge is going on here. Everything was happening very quickly. I was unaware that stabbings took place. As mentioned, all I saw at that point, was kids screaming past and then instantly a man getting shot. So I heard from police after that people were stabbed and obviously different people that were in different places at the time, at certain times, would have experienced very different things. I'll put it this way. I've spoken to a lot of other people that were on my level mm-hmm. and some from other levels. And it's interesting when you hear other people's stories. For example, those that were behind a closed door when they heard a gunshot, they had a very different experience. They didn't know if that was coming from the attacker or the police. Mm-hmm. They had to silence people that were screaming because, you know, they thought their lives were a threat. I mean, if it was gang related, they thought, well, what happens if they come in here and find us? My experience was very different because I was in the open and I could see things at that point forward with my own eyes.
So, Vini, you saw the police woman Amy Scott shooting the attacker and then performing CPR on his body. What did you feel at that moment?
I was very confused. I almost didn't believe what I was seeing. A lot was happening at once. A lot of people were asking me for questions. A lot of people were screaming, crying, and there were other police officers that had arrived. They tried to push people away, and the police were outnumbered by customers and others that were just there at the time wanting to get answers and see what had happened. So, look, there was, I'd say, a lot of confusion is the best way I can describe it, with a lot of shock because, I mean, nobody expects something like that to happen in a Westfield shopping centre.
Mm. And the cafeteria where you're working is on level 5?
Correct. It's on level 5. We're opposite Kmart and it was extremely close to where the man fell down. I had a very clear, visible position to watch the whole event from that point forward.
Mm-hmm. Everything was happening so fast, as you said, but you still managed to help an elderly woman.
Correct. The customers that were at the shop at the time, we bought behind the bar and we were directed to get everybody behind closed doors. Unfortunately, my shop doesn't have a shop front, but we do have a little door which shuts into a wash area. Unfortunately, it is very small. So look, we had a lady in there. She was panicking. I mean, she was very elderly as well. She had a lot of questions. She was crying. She wanted to leave, but we were directed to stay where we were till the area was clear. The SWAT team arrived with machine guns. Again, at that point, we didn't know if it was gang-related. So, to be honest with you, I thought there were more people arriving at that time. I thought people were getting ready for anything. Like, it was very confusing. All sorts of thoughts were rushing through my mind. And as you know, we do start presuming when we don't know. So it was a hectic moment, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Vinny, has this event changed the way you maybe see people around you now?
Look, short term, yes. You know, you do have to be wary of what's happening around you, especially with other things going on. I mean, if you watch the news at the moment, there have been other stabbings, and I think people do need to be a little bit aware. But, I mean, you can't live in fear. I don't think it's a smart thing to be constantly dwelling on thoughts of fear and living in that way. I mean, you need to keep your head up. You need to, at the same time, remember that it's not common for things like this to happen. It was a very rare occurrence.
But you and other witnesses must be feeling emotionally overwhelmed after being exposed to such a distressing scenes. And so this is almost a week after what you witnessed. How are you coping with these memories in your mind? And tell us, how are you looking after yourself?
Look, I've always got flashbacks now when I see certain things, but I'm very grateful for the people around me that have been so supportive and loving. And going forward, that's what I think everybody needs, just to chat it out and be there for each other, show support. As I said, it's not common. It's horrifying to think about it. Obviously, you feel very sad. You feel heartbroken, especially for those that were affected, who know people, who had their loved ones lost. It's disgusting to think about. It's sad. You feel horrible inside. And unfortunately, there's not much you can do other than speak to the loved ones around you and support each other and try being there for each other, because obviously it's coming up a lot. Every person I bump into wants to talk about it. Every time you turn the TV or you go on your phone, something pops up. I mean, it's very hard to avoid. It's a tough time. Nobody wants to see anything like that happen. It's very sad that it had to happen there in front of our eyes. Reality is, something like that can happen anywhere at any point, but what can you do? You just need to try to be strong and, as I said, talk it out and do whatever you need to do or get the advice from others moving forward.
Сакате ли да чуете повеќе прилози како овој? Слушате подкаст преку Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify или од каде и да ги добивате вашите подкасти.